Barack Obama, The Movement for Change, written by Anthony Painter and read by Nicholas Bell. Mile High Stadium in Denver, home to the Broncos, is better known for feats of sporting prowess than moments of national history. Yet on August the 28th, 2008, an African-American from Hawaii, with a white mother from Kansas and a father from Malego in Kenya, stood before 80,000 people and accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party for President of the United States of America. 18 months previously, on February the 10th, 2007, on a bitingly cold day before the old state capitol building in Springfield, Illinois, 17,000 people watched Barack Obama announce that he was running for the presidency of the United States. On the same site, nearly 150 years previously, Abraham Lincoln, another gangly, articulate lawyer from Illinois, running against a more experienced field of opponents for the nomination of the Republican Party, had declared, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure, permanently, half slave and half free. I do not expect the union to be dissolved. I do not expect the house to fall, but I do expect it will cease to be divided." Along with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln would go on to be the most brilliant president of the post-founding fathers. When he gave that address, few would have thought that standing before them was the man who would, through an Emancipation Proclamation, abolish slavery, Britain's sordid imperial bequest to America that became the Republic's original sin. Likewise, a few dreamers, a few who were in the mood to follow faith rather than hard-headed realism, a few who knew Senator Obama, and perhaps, just as importantly, knew what type of campaign they had on the stocks, believed that this charismatic, effervescent, self-assured politician would just 18 months later become the first African-American to accept his party's nomination, and a few months later, President of the United States.